Hello, Sebastian Lasseter, and welcome to 5 Minute Fresh Start. I'm in 2 Timothy 4, verse 1. It says, I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season, out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come, and if you read earlier in the earlier chapters, it's the last days, the last of the last days. Time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap to themselves teachers. So there's two things going on here. He says, for the scripture says, for the time will come when they, those are church members. Those are people that are labeled Christians. They think they're Christians, and what they're, you know, some of them are Christians and some of them aren't. I'm not judging that, but here's the thing. They will not endure with sound doctrine. They're not going to put up with it. But according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, their ears itch. What do you do with an itch? You scratch it. So they want to hear what they want to hear. They're going to go after and pursue what they want to hear. So they heap to themselves teachers because of these itching ears, teachers that will scratch their itch, will satisfy them. They will turn their ears away from the truth or the word of God and turn aside to fables. But you, be watchful in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. And so we see here that the church and the leadership, you know, are moving away from sound doctrine to, you know, something that's man-made that would please man, that would satisfy man's desire for hearing, which means it's not going to offend them, condemn them, or convict them. Now, there's three things that we need to do with this. Number one, in Mark chapter 7 and verse 6, it says, he answered them and said, well, did Isaiah prophesy, you hypocrites, as it's written, this people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men. And here's what happens with that. Verse 13, making the word of God of no effect. So you take the power out of it, because now it's not God, it's man. Making the word of God of no effect because of your traditions you have handed down to many. The second thing is Jesus warned of this. He warned of, when he talked about, in Matthew 16, he said, he warned about, then they will understand, and he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but the doctrine or teaching of the Sadducees and Pharisees. Basically, when he was telling them about yeast, right, or leaven, it was about their false teaching. But the one that I really want you to see here is in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 3. It says, if anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing. He is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which comes envy and strife, reveling, suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourself. And so that's the message today. The message is, will you endure sound doctrine? If you're sitting under a teaching that is not bringing the whole gospel, if they're just bringing, you know, the one side of the gospel, you know, the side of the gospel that may not rub you wrong, may not offend you, may not, you know, bring conviction or condemn. When you look at Jesus's teaching, he did that. He said, are you offended? Are you condemned? Are you convicted? Because the word of God does both. In fact, we're more wrong than we're right as human beings. We're more wrong than we're right. So we need sound doctrine to teach us. And so, you know, I think it's time that you spend your time, your energy, your financial resources on a church or a ministry that's teaching the word of God, and not trying to please you, not trying to entertain you, not trying to make you feel good, but trying to do what we're all called to do as ministers, to impart wisdom and revelation to mature and to bring you along to find your place so you become a leader. And so here's the thing. That's our ministry, you know. And so in closing today, I'm asking you to allow us to join you on your journey to know God and his word by joining our ministry. and using our resources. We have, you know, 5 curriculums and workbooks. We have thousands of teachings. It's all free. Get it on our website, or you can download our free phone app at the Apple App Store or Google App Store. Just have your credentials and type in Watchers of Truth. Download it. Everything will be there. All the workbooks, everything will be on your iPad or your iPhone. It's all on the website. And then I'm asking you to join us on our journey to teach the Word of God. I'm asking you, if we're speaking into your life, that you prayerfully consider joining us as a partner for $25 a month or more to help us on our endeavor to give the Word of God away free, to teach the world an uncompromised Word of God. God bless you guys and have a great, great day. Thanks for watching.